spoke to my ancestors through the prophets. He spoke to them many times and in many different ways. And now in these last days, God has spoken to us through his Son. God has chosen his Son to remove all things and to be able to walk through his Son.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all the sadness, candles of hope where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present, candles of peace for tempest-tossed days, candles of grace to ease heavy burdens, candles of love to inspire all my living, candles that will burn all year long.
This comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. A child will be born to us. God will give a son to us. He will be responsible for leading the people. His name for the Wonderful Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. Power and peace will be in his kingdom. It will continue to grow. He will rule as king on David's throne and over David's kingdom. He will make it strong by ruling the goodness and fair judgment. He will rule it forever and ever. The Lord of Heaven's armies will do this because of his strong love for people. For his
The Christmas Night by Lucy Maud Montgomery. Wrapped was the world in slumber deep, by Seaward Valley and Sadarn Steep, and bright and blessed were the dreams of its sleep. All the hours of that wonderful nighttide through, the stars outblossomed in fields of blue, a heavenly chaplet to diadem, the king in the manger of Bethlehem. Out on the hills the shepherds lay, wakeful that never a lamb might stray. Humble and clean of heart were they. Thus it was given them to hear marvelous harpings, strange and clear. Thus it was given them to see the heralds of the Nativity. In the dim-lit stable, the mother mild looked with holy eyes on her child, cradled him close to her heart and smiled. Kingly purple nor crown had he, never a trapping of royalty, but Mary saw that the baby's head with a slender nimbus was garlanded. Speechless her joy as she watched him there, forgetful of pain and grief and care, and every thought in her soul was a prayer. While under the dome of the desert sky, the kings of the east from afar drew nigh, and the great white star that was guide to them kept ward over the manger of Bethlehem.
On this silent, holy night, a branch will grow from the stump of a tree that was cut down. So a new king will come from the family of Jesse. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon that king. The Spirit gives him wisdom, understanding, guidance, and power. And the Spirit teaches him to know and respect the Lord. The king will be glad to obey the Lord. He will not judge by the way things look. He will not judge by what people say. He will judge the poor honestly. He will be fair in his decisions for the poor people of the land. At his command, evil people will be punished. By his words, the wicked will be put to death. Goodness and fairness will give him strength. They will be like a belt around his waist. Then wolves will live in peace with lambs, and leopards will lie down to rest with goats. Calves, lions, and young bulls will eat together, and the little child will lead them. Cows and bears will eat together in peace. Their young will lie down together. Lions will eat hay as oxen do. A baby will be able to play near a cobra's hole. A child will be able to put their hand into the nest of a poisonous snake. They will not hurt or destroy each other on all my holy mountain. The earth will be full of knowledge of the Lord as the sea is full of water.
Thank you. the birth of Jesus Christ. The mother of Jesus Christ was Mary, and this is how the birth of Jesus came about. Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned she was going to have a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, was a good man. He did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You will name the son Jesus. Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened to make the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant, she will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. This name means God is with us.
Well, that's a tough act to follow.
Where the Light Begins, A Blessing for Christmas by Jan Richardson. Perhaps it does not begin. Perhaps it is always. Perhaps it takes a lifetime to open our eyes, to learn to see what has forever shimmered in front of us. The luminous line of the map in the dark. The vigil flame in the house of the heart. The love so searing we cannot keep from singing, from crying out in testimony and praise. Perhaps this day will be the mountain over which the dawn breaks. Perhaps we will turn our face toward it, toward what has been always. Perhaps our eyes will finally open in ancient recognition, willingly dazzled, illuminated at last. Perhaps this day, the light begins in us.
This child so small.
Do you understand now what Christmas is all about?
Yes, I do. I think I really do. God loved us so much. He sent His Son. It's the most wonderful night of the year.
Jesus came to be one of us, to show God's love for the whole world. And He didn't stay a baby. When Jesus grew up, He did many more things to show us how much God loves us. Jesus is God's gift to the world. He showed us what God is like. He came here for you and for me and for everyone in this room. That is what Christmas is all about.
Thank you, God. Now I know what Christmas is all about. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Let me just say thank you. Thank you to everyone, to the choir and to the youth group and to the children and to all who just worked together to make today such a joy-filled celebration. Receive your benediction. Friends, go with joy-filled hearts. Go in peace, knowing that the light of Christ shines and darkness cannot overcome it. Go now and shine out and shine your joy. Amen.